Gather round, take a seat, relax. It's the Verbringen with Rabbi Levi Avtson, right here on 101.9 High FM.
This is 101.9 High FM. My name is Rabbi Levi Avtson of Linksfield Shul. I hope you are good and blessed and feeling only positivity on this Tuesday, the 25th of Adar, 25th of March. What do we have? Looking at the calendar now, 2.5 weeks to Pesach. Oh, I needed a calendar for that, right? Who doesn't know what Pesach is coming? 2.5 weeks, Pesach, Saturday night, starting the 14th of Nisan, the 12th of April, 2025. Just a little anecdote, a trivia. The next time Pesach is going to be starting on a Saturday night, the next time the Pesach will start coming out of Shabbos, will be in 20 years, in the year 2045. So this is not a common occurrence. We did have it a few years ago, but the next time is in 20 years. So please God, we should all be in good health. And long after Mashiach comes in the year 2045 to enjoy the next time Pesach comes out, starts on a Saturday night. So the theme now is Pesach, right? As we get closer to Pesach, just like the lead up to Rosh Hashanah, we're focusing on Elul, we're focusing on the repentance and return and authenticity, finding our true soul and living based on our true identity. Pesach also has a lead up, right? The Jewish law tells us that 30 days before the holiday, the Chag, we have to start discussing the laws and the themes of the day. You have to get in the zone. Pesach doesn't just show up on you. Even if you're not the one doing the shopping, even if you're going to a hotel, and even if you don't have to clean your house and you're having it sorted, Pesach shouldn't just show up on us. We have to get into the zone. And part of the way of getting the zone is discussing some of its themes. And one of the themes that show up every year, and yet every year it resonates differently, is the idea of freedom. Freedom in a personal way, not freedom in a collective, wider fashion. In other words, freedom in our own hearts. And to set the tone for that, I want to share a story that I've shared many, many times on this show, but I still think it's appropriate because it constantly resonates. There was a fellow who one time asked a sage. The sage was, you know, davening, praying every single morning, every afternoon, always praying. And they asked the sage, "I don't get it. Yesterday's service and today's service, the exact same words. You literally sat there yesterday morning at the same minyan, the same group, the same service, and you said the exact same words you said this morning. How can you pray over and over the same words? So boring. So boring." And the sage responded very profoundly. He said, "Yes, the words are the same, but I am a different person than I was yesterday. And therefore, the words are resonating differently. And if I am not a different person today than I was yesterday, it's not the prayer that's boring, it's me. It's not the prayer that's boring, it's me." And I think we always have to take to heart that idea that we have to reinvent ourselves constantly. We have to constantly look at the themes of last year with a fresh perspective of this year. So, for example, where were you in 2024 when you needed freedom? Chances are you were a different person than you were 12 months ago, right? 12 months ago, we were both, all of us, were very, very different people. But now we are 2025. And the question I'm going to ask is, as individuals, not as a collective, it's easy to talk about where the Jewish people need to go and what's the big challenge of our time. And it's time to talk about that. But then there's me, little me, or big me. In other words, my little universe. And what is my biggest slavery? What is holding me back the most? That is one of the hardest questions to answer. And one of the most courageous questions to answer. Because once I could answer the question, what's holding me back? Then I'm on the road to healing. Then I'm on the road to freedom. But most of us, not most of us, many of us, struggle to know our faults and to really acknowledge it and own it. And when I mean faults, I don't mean stuff like we often think of faults. You know, you're not artistic or you're tone deaf or other talents that some of us have and some of us don't have. That's not a fault. A fault is a character flaw. Which character flaw do I have that's holding me back from living a higher life, a holier life, a more refined life, a life that is in value with my highest values, a life of virtue? Because we all have character flaws. Nobody's born perfect. We all have huge character flaws, different ones, all different. Some of us, in the words of Maimonides, some of us have huge anger issues and some of us don't. Some of us are very generous and some of us are stingy. Some of us are super kind and some of us hold things back. Some of us are very thoughtful and some of us are more impulsive. And each extreme could be unhealthy, but we all have parts of our character that are not balanced. Lo mu'uzanim, as they would say in Hebrew, they're not balanced. And Maimonides talks extensively in the book of Mishneh Torah and the laws of Deot, the laws of how to live, really like guidance how to live. There's a part over there that he talks about medical and, you know, the ultimate foods people to eat and foods people shouldn't eat, etc., etc. But over there he talks about character. And a person should try to take himself to the center. Because basically nobody's born all their character in the center. We all pull into certain things. Some of us are naturally pulling to anger and some of us are maybe a bit too placid. Some of us might pull to extreme generosity, which is destructive because we're not taking care of our own. And some are saving money for their great-great-grandchildren's wedding. And both are extremes and both are unhealthy. But it takes a lot of humility and honesty, truth, to be able to sit and say, I need to liberate myself from this on Pesach. I need to work on this character flaw, that there's a part of my personality that is not okay. My anger, my defensiveness, my impulsivity, my jealousy, my pettiness, my vanity, etc., etc., etc. There's so many areas of our life that need refinement, but I don't have to fix all of myself, and I can't even fix one character trait fully, but I could do better, right? If I have a huge issue, if I'm super faribaldic, right? If I get offended easily, and I'm 9 out of 10 in how defensive and faribaldic I am, how about I try to work on becoming a 7 out of 10? And if I react in anger to things that make me uncomfortable, how about I start working on containing myself? And when I'm angry, not to, you know, make angry phone calls or send angry WhatsApp messages. I'll contain myself. By the way, just a life hack. Take it for what it's worth. Never express deep emotions or anger or hurt in a WhatsApp message. There's no worse platform than sending a few lines of text venting your frustration. Pick up the phone, and even better yet, do it face-to-face. It's a bit cowardice to let emotions run through a WhatsApp. Each one of us has so many parts of our character that needs work. But if you and I want to have a Pesach that we could truly remember, we should choose one single character trait and work on ourselves over the next few weeks and throughout Pesach to liberate ourselves just a bit. I want to share a song with you. It's actually a song that just came out last week from Yaakov Shweki. It's in honor of his parents who passed away. It's in honor of all those that were killed in the Holy Land just for being Jews. It's called Kaddish. Beautiful song on 101.9 Chai FM.
This is the Fabringen with Rabbi Levi Avtson on 101.9 Chai FM.
This is 101.9 Chai FM. My name is Rabbi Levi Avtson of Linksfield Shul. And today we're talking about liberation. And obviously there's liberation in the macro, hoping for the hostages to come home, hoping that all people who are suffering from sickness should be healed, and all people that are suffering from any form of enslavement and lack of control over their lives should be regain their control. And then there's the small stuff, not the big dramatic stuff, not major crises, but the real stuff of life. Right? We often outsource the journey of life, right? We're trying to save everybody else, and we choose not to save ourselves. And what I mean save is redeem and evolve ourselves. I'm not the first one to notice that too many people are trying to change the world, and too few are changing themselves. I don't like changing the world. Most people who try to change the world just make it worse. Change a world, your world, and then the world of the person next to you as much as you can, as much as they allow you to, right? As one person put it, help is the sunny side of control. Sometimes trying to change people's lives is actually controlling their lives, right? Communism tried to change people's lives. Socialism changed people's lives. No. The most we can do is give people good values and let them change their own lives and evolve their lives. Changing everyone else, how controlling is that? Anyways, but that's a rant for another time. Focusing on ourself, evolve ourself. Here's a question that I am asking myself as Pesach 2025 is coming closer, 5785. Levi, are you a better version of yourself than you were a year ago? Are you more graceful? Are you kinder? More forgiving? More humble? More generous? More controlling of negative impulses? Mindful, intentional, present. Expressive, healthy boundaries, etc., etc. The list just goes on and on and on. And I'm not going to try to change all of it. That's biting off way more than I could chew. But which of those things are really calling upon to be solved, right? Which pit am I falling into time and time again? Because let's be honest, most of us, when we look at our lives and we look at the drama of our lives, most drama is repetitive. So, for example, if you're a person that gets in fights with people, chances are you're constantly getting in fights with people. And that's the common denominator is you. That's the common denominator. If you're often getting into situations where you gossip too much or talk out of line and talk impulsively, then yeah, chances are it's a character flaw. If you find yourself often taking on commitments and not delivering on them, again, most drama in people's lives is quite repetitive. I know this as a rabbi. Often people reach out to me and quite often the same person that reached out with issue A last year, when they reach out to me this year, it's going to be about the same issue in a different manifestation. So same core issue, but different factors on the ground, because obviously it's never exactly copy-paste, but it's the same issue. And it's the same issue because I obviously haven't refined that character flaw, and therefore I will keep on falling in the same pit until it becomes no longer an issue. Right? If you keep on fighting or you keep on getting hurt by same people, similar circumstances, there's a lesson there. But we don't live in a time that encourages us to take ownership of our stuff. We live in a time that encourages us to figure out whose fault it is. Right? We all know how messed up we are. We all know what our parents did wrong and what our teachers did wrong and what the schools are doing wrong and what the rabbi's doing wrong and what this is doing wrong and what Trump is doing wrong or what he's doing right and what this Israeli politician is doing. We know what everyone's doing wrong. Oh, all of us are geniuses. What about me? What am I doing wrong? Why am I in the same mess over and over again? Why can I not liberate myself? Why am I still jealous of my neighbor in my 40s or 50s? I often feel like as adults, we give ourselves way too much credit, but we often act like 8-year-olds on a playground or 10-year-olds or high schoolers. Clicky, social engineering, aiming for success at all costs, trying to become friends with the cool people, right? Just try to work in the shul office before Rosh Hashanah and try to figure out the logistics of who wants to sit next to who, so that if you sit next to the right person, you're in the cool group. Really? At what stage does it get boring? At what stage does life call upon us to evolve? You know, in the 1800s, Darwin came up with this idea of evolution. And it has obviously many facets of it. Fundamentally, the most famous part is that human beings evolved from monkeys. And, of course, it created this huge scandal. What do religious people believe? They believe that God created a human being, right? God blew into the nostrils of man and created the human being, Adam and Eve. Oh, so how does it go with evolution, blah, blah, blah. 150 years later, a lot of the ideas of evolution have been disproven, but that's not even the point. We do believe in evolution, but not the evolution that did happen in the past, but rather the call of evolution. Evolution is a mandate, evolve. God is calling upon each and every one of us to evolve, right? Because we are born as a wild animal, maybe not a monkey, but in the words of the verse, Adam ayir peri yevaled, a human being is born a wild beast. Children are sweet, but they're not nice. They can be quite mean to each other. By default, we're mean. By default, we're selfish. By default, we're clicky. But 30 years down the line, 50 years down the line, 70 years down the line, I'm supposed to evolve from that. The fact that it's natural, of course it's natural. We're born with very animalistic tendencies. We're also born with a godly soul that pushes us to aspire to the highest level possible, to become the most refined we can be. But we're also animals, and every single day we're fighting that. And the question that comes as Pesach is getting nearer, as Passover is getting nearer, is like, okay, so what have I liberated myself from in the last year? Which trait, which character flaw, which bad pattern of behavior have I progressed, have I let go of? Or am I still as small as I was a year ago? And if I am, then it's not the book that's boring, it's me that's boring. If I still care about the exact same stuff I cared about a year ago, if I'm still as, there's no other word, as small, as unevolved, then Pesach is coming and saying, come out of Egypt. Get out of Egypt, stop. It's holding you back. Stop being so small, right? Everyone knows that famous African proverb about the eagle who was raised by a bunch of chickens. I thought they were a chicken until one day they realized they're an eagle. Each one of us is an eagle. We're piece of Hashem. Chelek Elokim Imal. We're piece of God. We have godliness within us. We're literally infinite. We could be the most refined, holy, righteous, gracious, most wonderful person. And we could be low and base and petty and embarrassingly immature. And the question that every day, but specifically Pesach calls upon us is, what will you be? Will I liberate? Will I go for Kairos? Will I choose higher values, right? In the words of the ethics of our fathers, Ein lecha ben chayrin ala misha isik batera. You could only be free if you take on the values, the teachings of Torah. Most people see religion as restrictive. My gosh, Torah values and Torah customs are so liberating because they call upon us, the knowledge and the customs and the traditions, they call upon us to be bigger. They call upon us to go on the great adventure, right? The adventure that started with the first Jew, Avram Avinu, Abram our father, Lech Lecha, go forth. Grow, right? The adventure of the Jewish people in the desert. Leave Egypt, go into the wilderness, and then move into the Holy Land and build the call of a journey, that, right? The whole Torah is one big book of journeys. Abraham and his journeys, and Yaakov and his journeys, and Yosef and the journeys, and the Jewish people, the whole thing. The book doesn't, by the way, the book doesn't even end. If you open up the five books of the Torah, the Chumash, it doesn't even end with the destination. We don't read about the fact that the Jews arrived in the Holy Land in the five books. You only read that in the other books of the Tanakh, the book of Joshua, Yeshua. That's where you read that the Jews arrived in Israel. But the Chumash does not have any mention about the Jews arriving in Israel because the destination is not nearly as important as the journey. And the journey means I'm keeping on to walk, that I am building muscle, that I am getting fitter. And not in a physical sense, although that's important, but in a spiritual character sense. Right? Many people go to the gym and every few weeks they're measuring how much muscle they're building and how much weight they're losing. Well, how about how much weight of negative energy am I losing? How much bad emotions have I let go of? How much anger, how much jealousy, how much resentment have I let go of? Have I gone on a diet of negative, poisonous emotion? And if not, why not? That's the call. The call is to be someone that my kids can look at and say, oh, that's what an adult is. An adult is an evolved human being. That's what I have to look forward to. But when my child looks at me and they see that I'm the only difference between me and them is that I have a license to drive and a license to drink, but when it comes to character, I'm literally as immature as them, what am I telling them? When I'm telling my child, be kind, be gracious, but they see me acting nasty and bitter and defensive, then what am I telling them? I'm selling them the Brooklyn Bridge, and they're not buying it, not for a split second. Pesach is a time to call upon ourselves to be bigger, to be better. You know, there's a prayer that we say to our children. Many people say it every night. Hamalach ha-goeloti mikol ra, right? The angel who, this is the prayer of Jacob. The angel who took me through such difficult times, may bless the children. And may people look at these children and say, these are the children of Yaakov. Yikarev rahem shemi. May my name be called through them. People will see and say, oh, wow, I see Jacob in them. And I see V'shem Avotai, and I see his parents, Avram, Yitzchak, right? The Hamalach HaGoel. I want my child to be the child that people can look at and say, this is the children of Avram, Yitzhak, Yaakov, Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, Leah. And I have to be that person. If I want my kids liberated from their stuff, from their anxiety, from their anger, from their resentment, from their struggles, they got to see me growing. Here's a new song that came out a few months ago, Hamalach HaGoel. So there's many tunes to this, but it's the most recent one from Shaul Shelis. Beautiful tune that really brings up across this prayer, our prayer for our children, but more importantly, the prayer for us. 101.9 Chai FM.
This is the Fabringen with Rabbi Levi Avtson on 101.9 Chai FM.
This is a Fabringen on 101.9 Chai FM. My name is Rabbi Levi Avtson of Linksfield Shul, and we're talking today about freedom, liberty, freeing ourselves, right? Moshe, the original liberator, shows up to the Jewish people in Egypt, Moses, and says, slaves, I know you guys have been slaves for a long time. According to the commentaries, close to 100 years. It's a long time. And God's come and said, it's time to leave. Let my people go. It wasn't so easy for the people to hear it. Says the verse. They were unable to hear the words of Moshe because kotzer ruach, short of breath, me'avoda kasha, and hard labor. What's short of breath? What does that mean? Like, can't breathe? So just calm down, breathe, and you'll be fine. Avoda kasha, hard work, it's easy to understand. What's this kotzer ruach? So one of the commentaries explains, short of ruach doesn't only mean breath, it means spirituality. It's a shortage of vision, shortage of spirit, a shortage of being able to see the bigger picture. Short, right? Some people, right? Some people are visionaries and some other people are not. And for those people who are visionaries and you're sitting across a person who has no vision and you try to explain them, don't you see what you could do with your business? You could take over the world and they don't see it. All they want to do is just earn the, you know, 20,000 rand a month and that's all they can see. And they're just unable to see bigger. Pesach is showing up to each and every one of us and saying, do you realize how big, how liberating it could be if you overcame your jealousy? If you started being happy with what you have? I was talking to somebody yesterday, and he's saying, Rabbi, he's a little older than me and obviously a bit wiser. And he says, Rabbi, one day, if you're blessed, God wakes you up one day and you realize that being happy with what you have, samech b'chelko, being happy with what you have is one of the greatest blessings. But that's not a memo we were taught. We were taught to be driven, right? We have to be successful. There's nothing wrong with being driven, nothing wrong with being successful. But it's not the highest value. The highest value is, yes, I could dream, but I'm also deeply content, right? How many of us are so blessed? Whether we can pay our bills, whether we come home and there's somebody there for us that loves us, whether we have a child, whether we have a deep friend, whether we have a meaningful job. So Pesach comes and says, liberate yourself from the rubbish in the head, right? We have so much rubbish. Oh, we have it so hard. So overwhelming. It's not fair. We are the most blessed generation in history. Even now, even the last few years. If you were given any time of history to live in, when you accept and you notice all the factors, you'd be coming right back. The good old days were not so good. There was a lot of beautiful stuff, but the good old days were not so good, and the bad current reality is not as bad. We're so blessed. We are so blessed. But if I don't feel blessed, then I'm a slave because I'm a slave to a narrative. I'm a slave to a narrative. I've said this many times. Been living in South Africa for 14 and a half years. And for 14 and a half years, I've been hearing by many, many well-intentioned people, why did you move here? Why would you live here, Rabbi? What a horrible place. And I've said it, and I'll go again on record saying it a million times. South Africans live in heaven and think they're in hell. And I often think that there's a special interrogation that South Africans have to go through once they pass away and go to heaven. God looks across them. Again, this is Levi Avtson's rubbish, take it or leave it, or whatever, laugh at it. Come to heaven, and like South Africans have to go to a special line. Why? Because you come to the line, and you have to face God. And God looks and sits there saying, I don't get it. You had such a good portion of life. You lived in a beautiful home, gorgeous weather, besides 2025, but gorgeous weather. You had a garden, you had a pool. You had beautiful neighbors, gorgeous society of kind, decent people. I gave you it all. And all you were doing was kvetch. Like, I sometimes, you know, I actually feel bad for God sometimes. I mean, sometimes, like, you know, like, come on, God, why can't we have it better? But sometimes, like, God's, like, looking down at us and saying, I gave it to you guys pretty well compared to most people on planet Earth. Most of us living over here have very decent, beautiful lives. But how many of us feel decent and beautiful lives? How most of us are kvetching, right? If only I went to Toronto or Sydney. Look how that's turning out. But okay, if only I went there. Oh my gosh, what did I lose out? And God's like, God, I gave you heaven. Yeah, I gave you a few challenges. And even that, eventually I took away load shedding. And the potholes that is being solved somewhat step by step. But come on, laws up, let go, live, enjoy. Pesach's calling upon us and saying, please liberate yourself from the stuff that isn't effective. It's just painful. The negative self-talk, the self-pity, the anger, the jealousy. Oh, they have more money than me. I can't afford. Come on. How lucky are we to be alive? How much more do we have than almost every human being that lived 100 years ago? Even the poorest amongst us is not starving for a piece of bread. My grandfather didn't have bread to eat, not 80 generations ago. Went to sleep hungry day after day. We maybe don't have a lavish meal every day. Maybe we can't afford chicken and meat every day. We could all find bread, and if we can't afford it, there's definitely organizations to take care of us. I'm so blessed. So for Pesach 2025, from heart to heart, let's liberate ourselves from the negative. One single character flaw that we can liberate ourselves. Each one of us, it's different. But something that's holding you back from truly living a meaningful, content life, this year, Hashana Hazeh, Hashanta, this year, B'nei Chorin, liberate yourself. This is 101.9 Chai FM, wishing you a great day, a great week, a Chag Pesach Kasher Sameach, wishing you a kosher and happy Pesach.